From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Hundreds of thousands of women, men, and children are marching on major cities in the United States Saturday, partly in defiance of campaign comments made by newly installed President Donald Trump. The massive rallies are taking place on Mr. Trump's first day on the job. Bringing some perspective to the Women's March in Washington, feminist icon Gloria Steinem, who appeared to mock Mr. Trump's use of Twitter.
Thank you for understanding that sometimes we must put our bodies where our beliefs are. Sometimes pressing send is not enough. And this also unifies us with the many in this world who do not have computers or electricity or literacy, but do have the same hopes and the same dreams.
Gloria Steinem. People around the world are showing solidarity with the women in Washington and around the U.S. Phil Mercer reports from Australia.
End racism! End homophobia!
They came to challenge what rally organizers called the hateful rhetoric of the new U.S. president. They've accused Donald Trump of normalizing sexism and racism. Protesters marched on the American consulate in Sydney, united in anger and fear at what Trump's leadership could mean for human rights, as well as international trade and security.
I'm outraged when I look at the appointments of the cabinet members. I mean, this is really stupidity taking over the world.
Earlier, a global series of anti-Trump rallies had begun in New Zealand. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. A spokesman.